translation. A grihastha must associate again and again with saintly persons, and with great respect he must hear the nectar of the activities of the Supreme Lord and his incarnations, as these activities are described in Srimad Bhagavatam and other Puranas. Thus, one should gradually become detached from affection for his wife and children, exactly like a man awakening from a dream. Purport. The Krishna consciousness movement has been established to give grihasthas all over the world an opportunity to hear Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita specifically. The process, as described in many ways, is one of hearing and chanting Srinvatam Svakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. Everyone, especially the grihasthas who are mudadhi, ignorant about the goal of life, should be given opportunities to hear about Krishna. Simply by hearing, by attending lectures in the different centers of the Krishna consciousness movement, where topics of Krishna from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam are discussed, they will be purified of their sinful inclination for constant indulgence in illicit sex, meat eating, intoxication and gambling, which have all become prominent in modern days. Thus, they can be raised to the status of light. Punya Shravana Kirtana. Simply by joining the Kirtan and by hearing about Krishna from Bhagavad Gita, one must be purified, especially if he also takes prasad. Very practical. This is all going on in the Krishna consciousness movement. So then Prabhupada explains in the rest of the purport that the word abhikshanam means one should not be content to hear Bhagavad Gita just one time, but again and again hear it. Then Srila Prabhupada says that most people don't have time to hear about this because they are so much involved in working and commuting or driving to their workplaces. And if they have time after work, they go to clubs for sense enjoyment. Prabhupada calls this working in club, working in heart, and then going for sense enjoyment, not grihastha life, but demoniac life. Then he very strongly encourages such persons to wake up from this, what he calls the dream of material life. And he ends his purpose with a prescription of how one can become happy. Please say with me, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Na shochati na kankshati samasaveshu bhuteshu matpaktim labhate param One who is transcendentally situated at once realizes the Supreme Brahman and becomes fully joyful. He never laments nor desires to have anything. He is equally disposed toward all living entities. In that state, he attains pure devotional service unto me.
పరబ్రహ్మ సాక్షాత్కారాన్ని పొంది దేవుడంటే స్థాయిలో ఉంటాడో వాడు ఎంత సంపూర్ణ ఆనందంతో ఉంటారు, వాడు దేనికోసం రోధించరు, ఏది కావాలని కోరుకోరు, వాడికి వాళ్ళున్న జీవుల పట్ల కూడా సమానమైన దృష్టిని కలిగి ఉంటారు. అటువంటి స్థితిని పవిత్రమైనటువంటి భక్తిక్త సేవ స్థితి అని చెప్పంటారు. ఎవరైతే ఆ భక్తిక్త సేవలో నాయన నిమగ్నం అవుతాడో అప్పుడు సులభంగా ఆయన భౌతిక జీవితాన్ని స్మృతిని పొందుతారు.
And he says, one who is engaged in devotional service can very easily be liberated from the dream of materialistic life. Now we will explain this a little further. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Apistaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Daminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nivashesha Chunyavadi Paskatyari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Yadvaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Go Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Once the great king Janakam Maharaj gave us an example what it means to wake up from the dream of materialistic life. He had worked very hard in the administration of his country. And after many months, he said, I will have a pause, I will have a recital of the best musicians of the country in my sabha, starting from 5 o'clock in the afternoon. When Janaka Maharaj entered with his beautiful queen the Sabha and sat down, first of all the musicians raised and praised him and then began their musical concert. After some time, Maharaj Janaka fell asleep. As his head was resting on the shoulder of his beloved queen, the queen said to the musicians, "Stop, let the good king rest. He has deserved it well." The king was resting for 30 minutes, for 1 hour, for 1.5 hours. All of a sudden he woke up and looked around like a crazed animal.
అకస్మాత్తుగా జనం వారు ఎందులోంచి మేల్కొని చాలా భీతి చెందినటువంటి ఒక జంతువులుగా అటు చూశారు.
హీ లుక్డ్ ఎట్ ద మ్యూజిషియన్స్.
అక్కడ సంగీత వాయిద్యకారులు ఉన్నారు.
హీ లుక్డ్ ఎట్ హిస్ క్వీన్.
తన రాణి వైపు చూశాడు.
Pain and desperation in his eyes. Pain. And he shouted, "Is this a dream or is that a dream?" The musicians were shocked. The queen went, "Oh!" The doctor was called. Vaidya, yes. Maharaj Janaka remained in this state for many months. He only had one question. Is this a dream or is that a dream? No one knew what he meant. Finally, the ministers had to just dispense him from ruling the country. One day, the Saint Agastya Rishi entered the Sabha and desired to speak to the queen, to the king, who appeared to be bewildered. When he met Janaka Maharaj, he asked him, "What do you mean with your question?" Janaka said, "I was sitting in the musical concert. All of a sudden I fought in a war. The enemy entered the capital. He first killed my queen, then my sons. And then all my citizens. Only I could escape into the forest. For many weeks I was running around in the forest. I became so hungry. Finally, I met a hunter. He was eating some meat from his plate. Hungrily, I observed him. When he was finished and there was still a little remnant on his plate, I said, 'Hunter, please give me your remnants. I'm so hungry. I'm dying.' But as the hunter gave me his plate, an eagle swooped down and just before my eyes took the plate with the food away. Now I want to know, is this reality or is all of that reality?" Everything, this feels so real and that felt so real. This is my question. And before you give an answer, or I find an answer, I will remain in pain and desperation. My dear devotees of the Tirupati Mandir, have you ever had a dream which felt so real? My dear Brahmacharis, maybe in a dream you have embraced someone you shouldn't embrace. My dear Grihasthas, maybe in a dream you became very rich for a moment. And it all felt so real. Do you know what Janaka Maharaj's question is? Oh, now everyone is listening. Agastya Muni explained that what you refer to as this and that is only a temporary reality and therefore can be compared to a dream. One is a night dream and the other is a day dream. And the absolute eternal reality is to render devotional service to the divine Kapa Shishi Radha Govinda. One who renders service, Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma na sochati na kankshati, does not lament. He is transcendentally situated on the platform of reality. This brings us to our main subject for this morning class. Engagement in devotional service. I have noticed that you have a wonderful project here with a temple which is in the process of being finished. You have finished already the guest house so that you can receive guests, it seems. Vaishnav Seva comes before Bhagavan Seva. And you have now a wonderful opportunity to finish this beautiful service for your beloved deity Shishi Radha Govinda. This requires a tremendous amount of concentration by everyone. See, there is one secret about devotional service which is rarely known in ISKCON. It is the secret of concentration. Srila Prabhupada has often said that concentration is the essence of devotional life. He has said, a devotee means the mind. What this means is you can engage your body, but if you are not concentrated with your mind on what you are doing, you will not be very effective. As you know from this sign here, spaced out chanting is really not chanting. Your mind is here and your tongue is here and they don't come together. This is not spiritual practice. This is something unusual. Krishna describes that for that a devotee is different from a materialist by concentration. Concentration on Krishna. Vyaya sayatmika bhutir ekeha kuru nandana bahushaka yanantascha bodhayo vyayasainam. Meaning that the intelligence of my devotees is focused on one. But the intelligence of the non-devotees is many-branched. It is many goals. This fixation of the mind in a devotional life is especially tested when you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. When you chant with inattention, then this is called pramada, or a form of madness. It is described that this inattention will be the root of all the other 10 offenses which you recite most properly every morning. Inattention is not only offensive, inattention renders a person ineffective. Yoga means, also bhakti yoga, to control the mind, to make it one's friend, to be there with you. Yes. The Amrita Bindu Upanishad, which Srila Prabhupada quotes, says, "For man, mind is the cause of bondage and mind is the cause of liberation." Mind absorbed in sense objects is the cause of bondage, and mind detached from the sense objects is the cause of liberation. The normal state of the mind is unconcentration. It is flickering. Patanjali describes this as chitta, moving. Or Krishna describes this as chanchala, fickle. So Krishna consciousness is ultimately a mental culture where you have to control the mind and fix it. Tasmad ekena manasa. Ekena manasa means, therefore one must fix the mind with single-minded concentration on hearing and chanting the Lord's name. That's the only way to escape the twofold dream of material existence. You must learn to fix the mind. It starts in the morning with chanting. It continues with hearing with single-minded attention the spiritual subject matter. Please look at our devotee, our congregational devotee, who is this morning very tired because you must have worked very hard. While I was lecturing Prabhuji, I noticed you were falling up till now 5 times asleep, and you will most probably not fall asleep because any longer, because I have now talked about you. Yes. I have full understanding. Don't worry. It's no problem that you are tired. But what this means is that this devotee's body was sitting in the lecture, but when we fall asleep, the mind was somewhere else, and he will have only a very little benefit from this morning's lecture. There is some benefit. You heard sometimes the Hare Krishna mantra, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, and you were seen by Radha Govinda, and you have all the sympathy of the other devotees because you work so hard. But otherwise, from the lecture, there is not much benefit because the mind was not there, only the body. So for us, it is we fix our mind first by kirtanam, chanting, and then by shravanam, by hearing about the wonderful past, wonderful spiritual subject matters, and then by doing active service. In this temple, you are very much blessed because you have a very nice and absorbing service, which is to build a beautiful temple for your beloved deities, Radha Govinda, who are very, very special. They really look like coming from Vrindavan. I wish to request all of you to fix your mind totally on building this beautiful mandir for them. But you will only be possible, you will be only inspired to do so if you learn to concentrate your mind on your japa and on your kirtan and on transcendental subject matters of the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam.
చక్కగా జపం చేసి కీర్తనం చేసి భగవద్గీత భాగవతం ఏమైనటువంటి విషయాన్ని ఏకాగ్రతతో విన్నప్పుడే సాధ్యమవుతుంది.
This movement cannot be spread by the mode of passion. When we are young and eat a lot of chilies, the mode of passion is very strong, but that will not be, we feel very active, but this will not be sufficient to make a beautiful temple for Radha Govinda. If you really want to build a beautiful temple for Radha Govinda, you have to build two temples, not one. Dva. Two. One is the temple of the mind or the temple of the heart. And the other is the building which also those who are still materialistic can perceive. If you wish to build the temple of the heart, there's one little secret. And this secret seems to be known by the devotees in this temple. But just because I'm your guest, I will also say this secret. See, Krishna is very satisfied when we serve his devotees. He says, Sadunam Hridayam Tvaham, that the devotees are in my heart. If you want to come to the heart of the Lord, you should recognize his devotees. If you want to make your heart a place where the Lord is present, you also must recognize his devotees. This is the key to Krishna's heart. His devotees are in his heart and he is in the heart of the devotees. So you must make attempt, it's not easy in Kali Yuga, but you must attempt to have nice devotee relationships. You must try to encourage each other in the helpful spirit of helping each other and how do you say fördern in German? You know, bring others forward in their lives. This will make your heart automatically a temple for the Lord. A temple in which we do not help each other but make politics against each other, like it is found in many temples all over the world, in the world religions, also in ISKCON sometimes, will not be very ideal for our project. But a temple where we can serve each other, this will soon attract the Lord in our hearts, and then we can easily manifest a temple for him outside.
Mm-hmm.
You can serve the devotee by saying, oh, I'm just washing, let me wash your quarter. Or you can serve the devotee by saying, I have some Balaji Prasadam, please take. Or you can serve the devotees by sitting down with him when the devotee has some question or maybe is a little sad. You can lighten up his spirits by some good Krishna conscious advice and suggestion. Our Bhya Krishna Goswami Maharaj is known to all his god brothers all over the world for supporting them very nicely. He takes the time and always wants to help others. He's known like this. Our Bhya Krishna Goswami Maharaj. He will be able to tell us more if we wish to hear how to serve Vaishnavas. But here, this is a principle. Build the temple two times, not one time. First is build the temple of the heart in Vaishnava relationships. Because wherever Krishna sees the service of his devotees, he becomes present and moves into the heart. And then build the wonderful temple which is already manifesting here. So I want to end here. I will not take any questions because everything is crystal clear. I wish you a wonderful day in devotional service. Srila Prabhupada ki Shri Shri Radha Govinda ki O Go Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.